The hidden note for September the 12th, 2012. So it's supposed to be a world event day. I actually haven't looked too much at it. The 11th was filled with what the 11th was filled with. I didn't really comment much on the that particular anniversary, mostly because you acknowledge those events, but at the same time, don't want to give them too much power, especially considering what that particular event meant and what it did to our society. So, well wishes to those who suffered from losing someone, and I guess that's what I'm going to say about that. I don't know. I guess I don't want to do too much politics on this. I'm going to talk about other world events then. A little bit about Dragon Con, actually. Mostly because I think at least three times today I've heard George Robb's Dark Side of the Moon performance. I'm literally sitting here in the NSFW after show feed, seeing it being streamed a third time. So it's got me thinking about Dragon Con. And some of the events that happened there, I've talked a bit about, I've seen people and the whole, creative people. Yeah. That's all been done. See Thursday's episode for that. What I'm going to talk more is the feeling I got from watching George's performance. More particularly, looking at the hallway during his performance. And just seeing all those people. I wish I had the opportunity to go to more events like Dragon Con, because it reminds me that there are weirdos and misfits and strange, nerdy, geeky people out there very much like me. And I think it's kind of unfortunate that in my current life and lifestyle that I don't really get to see that many. I have access to the internet, and I have access to, talking to these people on a daily basis through the web, but it's not the same thing. There's something about presence, about direct human interaction. I mean, I'm a major proponent of the culture you have with people online, that people online can be your friends, can be your most trusted allies, who can be people you love. I mean, I met my wife online, and we had a long relationship online until we finally met in real life. Oddly enough, the meeting in real life kind of diminished the online relationship we had. I mean, we still, sent, links back and forth every now and then, and, little hellos to our phones and whatever, but we don't have the same online interaction we used to have. And that's kind of what I'm thinking about here. It's just that deep physical human interaction you get when you're in the presence of somebody else. The online relationship rather pales in comparison. Things didn't really change much when I met Andrew Eckhart in real life. But, I think I understood him better. I understood our friendship better after I did meet him physically. Same with meeting, Richard Drain, the other people I met at DragonCon. Meeting them in person really changed my perspective of them. You listen to podcasters, you listen to writers online, you read blogs, you hear voices, you see them on YouTube and that, and there's this otherworldness to them that it's not so much the celebrity higher than thou thing, but the whole, there's these people who are just somewhere else, and meeting them just really solidifies them as being a reality, as being part of your world. They're not just being delivered to you through some other means, through a story, through technology. They become flesh. They become real. They're real before you meet them, but life is perspective. And your own personal perspective is rather powerful. So, I'm rambling a bit. It just watching this video reminds me of that. It's that wonderment of being in someone's presence and capturing that and locking down on those memories and being able to go back there. You know, I've seen George Robb's performances before. I saw him in person live, but getting to sit there and talk to him for a minute was actually much cooler than even seeing him in, performing. Seeing him perform was fantastic, but talking to him for the first time back in 2010 was cooler. And then talking to other people at his live shows and connecting with other fans and sitting there this year, digging on everybody, just singing in harmony, us and them as he played. It was something special. And I really gotta find a way to have that more often. So, unfortunately, the only convention I really go to around here in Tampa is Necronomicon in October. And if you happen to be in the Tampa St. Pete if you happen to be in this Tampa St. Pete area, come the, I think, third weekend of October, let me know. I'm going to be heading to Necronomicon again, and I would love if you could wanted to hang out. You know? Alright. With that, I am going to head off and post this randomly blabbering thing, whatever. I'm working on a tagline, right? Okay. So follow me at Null Operations on Twitter, facebook.com/nulloperations. What is that site? gplus.com/jdeal? I forget what the shorthand for site is. Whatever. All those different tags, they're on the website now, so follow us, subscribe, whatever. And I'm gonna get this tag thing right eventually. And I will talk to you all on Thursday for the kind of random talk whatever you want kind of day. Which I think today was a little bit of that kind of random talk whatever you want kind of day, but I'm gonna go with that. Oh, one thing before I go. The gamemusicbundle.com is still going on. If you haven't checked this out, it's a lot of really good free, well, not free, but cheap albums for various indie video games. They have some really good ones. It's like $10, and you get something like 15 albums right now. And I think you also get access to some of the older bundles, too. Literally, I just downloaded the last three bundles I bought. I just hadn't downloaded them. It just increased my musical library by like 617 songs. So, thought I'd share. Okay, that all.